Ever scroll past those stock tickers and think, man, if I knew what was going on, I'd be set.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Today, we're diving deep, figuring out why certain companies are suddenly all over the news and what that means for, well, you know, your portfolio.
It's like this, right? Every headline, every stock price jump, it's a piece of a bigger puzzle.
And today's puzzle pieces, we've got Occidental Petroleum, that's OXY, Bristol Myers Squibb, BMY, for those in the know.
Got it.
Palantir Technologies, their PLTR. Then there's good old Amazon, AMZN. And coming all the way from China, it's NIO.
That's quite the lineup. Talking energy, healthcare, even a bit of international intrigue, huh?
Intrigue is right. So Occidental Petroleum, OXY, their oil and gas, right?
Mm.
Which seems a little, I don't know.
Counterintuitive.
Yeah, in a world that's going green.
Right, right. But here's the kicker. They're going all in on carbon capture technology.
Like, really all in.
Big time. Not just testing the waters. They're diving headfirst into a greener future. And that's what's so fascinating. It's not just about oil and gas anymore. It's about being part of the solution to climate change.
And wasn't it Warren Buffett who made a big investment in them recently? Didn't he make his fortune by knowing what companies will last?
Exactly. Buffett's famous for that long-term thinking. And it seems like he sees Occidental's shift to carbon capture as a winning strategy. They're not just thinking about today's energy, they're thinking about tomorrow's.
Okay, so that's one to watch. Now for something totally different. Bristol Myers Squibb, BMY. They're all about healthcare, and I keep seeing headlines about their breakthroughs in cancer treatments and stuff.
They're doing some truly cutting-edge work, especially in oncology and immunology. We're talking about treatments that could completely change how we fight some of the toughest diseases out there.
Hold on. When you say cutting-edge, can you give me an example? What makes them so different?
Well, think about it this way. Traditional cancer treatments, they often come with a lot of side effects, right? BMY is working on treatments that work with your body's own immune system to target and destroy cancer cells. That's the future of medicine right there.
Wow, so this is beyond just keeping people comfortable. This is actually going after the disease itself.
Exactly. And the FDA has been approving some of their new treatments, which means they're not just promising, they're actually delivering.
Speaking of delivering, didn't BMY make a big acquisition a few years back, something to do with cancer treatments?
Oh, absolutely. They bought Celgene, and that move basically gave them a massive advantage in the oncology field. It was a power move, for sure. And speaking of power moves, our next company, Palantir Technologies, PLTR, they're all about the power of information. We're talking data analytics, working with big government agencies like the Department of Defense.
Okay, now this one, I gotta admit, it sounds a little
mysterious.
Yeah. Like, what are they actually doing over there at the Department of Defense? Okay, I'm picturing rooms full of screens with lines of code scrolling by, analysts in dark suits whispering urgently, "Am I close?"
Well, there are probably fewer dark suits than you're imagining, but yeah, you're on the right track. Palantir's software helps organizations, including those government agencies, make sense of massive amounts of data. Think of it like this. Imagine trying to find a single needle in a haystack the size of Mount Everest. That's the kind of challenge Palantir's technology tackles.
Okay, that's impressive. But what does it actually look like in practice? Give me an example.
Let's say there's a potential health crisis emerging somewhere in the world. Palantir's platform can analyze data from sources like hospital records, flight patterns, even social media posts to detect unusual patterns and alert authorities to a potential outbreak before it becomes widespread.
Wow, so it's like having a crystal ball, but one that runs on data.
Exactly. And here's the thing. As we generate more and more data, the demand for Palantir's expertise is only going to increase. This isn't just a government contractor. It's a company at the forefront of the big data revolution.
It's like they're sitting on a gold mine of information, and they've got the tools to make sense of it. Speaking of gold mines, let's talk about Amazon or AMZN. It seems like every week there's a new headline about them expanding into a new market.
Amazon is the embodiment of what it means to be adaptable. They started with books online, and now they're in everything from groceries to healthcare to cloud computing with Amazon Web Services or AWS.
Don't even get me started on AWS. I swear, half the internet runs on that thing.
You're not wrong. AWS is a perfect example of Amazon's forward-thinking strategy. They identified a need in the market, businesses needing reliable and scalable computing power, and they built a solution that's now the backbone of countless websites and applications. They saw the future of technology and they built it.
It's wild to think how much they've grown and how diverse their business has become. Okay, last but not least, we have to talk about NIO. holding their own in the electric vehicle market, which, by the way, is no easy feat.
And what's remarkable about NIO is not just their cars, but their innovative business model, specifically their battery as a service or BOSS offering.
Okay, before we go any further, I have to ask BOSS, what is that? Some kind of futuristic spa treatment for electric cars?
Not quite, though I kind of love that image. Imagine this. You walk into an NIO dealership, and you're not just buying a car, you're subscribing to a battery service. Instead of paying for the battery up front, which is a huge chunk of an electric vehicle's cost, you basically lease it from NIO for a monthly fee.
So instead of shelling out, what, like thousands of dollars up front, you're paying a smaller amount each month, and then you don't have to worry about, you know, the battery going bad or whatever.
Right. And here's the real kicker. As battery tech gets better, you can upgrade. Just like you swap out your phone every couple of years, but this is for your car.
That's a game changer. Okay, so we've got, let me see if I can remember, Occidental Petroleum fighting climate change, Bristol-Myers Squibb taking on cancer, Palantir, they're like the data whiz, Amazon, well, Amazon's everywhere, and NIO's got those cool batteries. That's a lot.
It is, and if there's one thing to take away from all this, it's that the companies making headlines are not just riding trends, they're driving them.
So, like, what's the advice for someone who sees these companies in the news, wants to be in the know, maybe even, you know, invest a little?
Don't just follow the hype. Think about what those headlines really mean. Are they solving a big problem? Are they adapting to how the world's changing?
So it's not just about picking a company. It's about understanding the bigger picture.
Exactly. And those big picture thinkers, they're the ones who usually come out on top.
So much to think about. Until next time, everyone.